Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on human service delivery in New York City. Local and state governments are under tremendous pressure to do more for citizens and to do it better. Technology has enabled governments to do just that. And nowhere is this more evident than in the delivery of human services. To meet such ends, government CIOs have found it necessary to identify and implement technologies that make operations more responsive to the needs and expectations of its citizens. Over the last several years, the City of New York has made a concerted effort to implement technologies designed to make it more accessible, transparent, and accountable. Kamal Burwani, former Chief Information Officer for New York City's Health and Human Services and Executive Director of HHS Connect, describes the city's HHS Connect initiative and the strategic vision that frames it.
HHS Connect is an innovative technology initiative that looks to break down the barriers and silos that have existed and gotten stronger over time between the agencies. And as I said, everyone has a piece of the puzzle in trying to do the right thing for the clients that we serve, and we can't always put the pieces of the puzzle together quickly or easily or with enough intelligence. So here we wanted to launch a project, and it was really the anchor project, and really is the anchor project of the Office of the CIO for HHS in New York City, which is to break down the silos between the organizations using modernized technology in order to have more effectiveness and efficiency in our case management practices. I mean, this is the overall vision. The project was launched by Deputy Mayor Gibbs prior to me joining this position. She looked for someone who she thought could do this job, and I was interested, and we met and we talked, and she and the mayor appointed me shortly thereafter. So the idea here is to use technology to break down barriers. That's really the silos that exist. So if we start with the vision, say, how do we execute that vision? We started with two founding ideas or principles. One was, how do we give the clients that we serve a centralized view into city services? That could mean enabling new channels of access to government, whether it's kiosks or whether it's the ability to call 301 and have more functionality than you had before, or whether it's to go online and apply for something that you had to stand online for before. So the idea is to get a centralized account, an online account, where you can log in and see your interactions across city government and be able to do things and communicate and interact with city government. So that was one founding principle. The second founding principle was, how do we give government a central view of the citizen or the client? And that was giving the agencies access to legally what they could see from other agencies so they can understand the client's needs better and maybe have the client run around less when there is a face-to-face interaction. Both those two principles actually link to an outcome model for Health and Human Services, which is really the things that Health and Human Services strives for, which are the further breakdown or decomposition of the self-sufficiency vision. And those are things like improved nutritional health, improved family well-being and stability. You need to really have a rich sharing of data in order for the agencies to efficiently and effectively get to that goal.
This is far more than just looking for efficiencies in technology. It's really about driving a level of effectiveness in services.
I think the intersection of being able to make it easier for them to access city services, as well as far less painful in terms of running around to different agencies and trying to prove who they are to one and going somewhere else and trying to prove that again and with all the documents they have to carry around with them. The idea was to make their life better, which to hit the outcomes that we want to hit and to be able to analyze the data so we can understand how to refine policy and so forth. And so that became, let's say, a mission effectiveness goal, which is serve the clients better. And the intersection part, the other side of it, is the operational effectiveness goal. How do we utilize taxpayer dollars better using technology? So if we can do both things at once, and I think there are lots of ways government can do both things at once using technology, I think we have the best of both worlds. We serve our clients better. They're happier with us. We save them time and money. And in the process, as they interact with us, we save ourselves time and money.
It's about how HHS Connect changes the way New Yorkers experience their interaction with the agencies that serve them.
What we envision as an end goal is really what we call multi-channel integration, as an example. Someone can go online, find out that they might be eligible for, let's say, Medicaid. In the future, be able to submit that application online, have that application go into HRA. And let's say they were doing that because they are, let's say, below the poverty threshold and don't have internet access at home, and they were at a library or some other public access for internet. It'd be very inconvenient for them to go back to that place just to find out what happened. And going in person to HRA doesn't really help them. It's actually not a convenient way. So maybe they can call 311. The operator would know what the status of that eligibility would be. Maybe 311 would call them and say, this is what happened, or here's what we need more information, or we want you to clarify something. So the idea is to really take out the operations that are spread around the agencies in what we'd call vertical silos and make horizontal strong platform services, and 311 is an example, but there are lots of other examples like that. So we want to make it easier and more efficient for people to get services. Again, it may save them a lot of time and money, and the idea of channel integration will actually decrease the operational costs of the city to actually serve that client. The most expensive thing is when someone shows up in person and waits online for us. The next most expensive thing probably is when people mail things to us and we do data entry. Then the next best thing is to have 311 pick up a phone and deal with the situation through a telephone operator. And then, of course, online is the cheapest. It's the cheapest, fastest, and most efficient for them and also for us.
HHS Connect builds on the success of another New York City innovation, Access New York.
Access NYC is now a part of HHS Connect. And prior to the launch of HHS Connect, was the world's largest and still is largest, deepest, and broadest pre-screening eligibility portal. And what that means is typically there are lots of programs that the city offers, social service programs or human service programs. And they're at the city level, they're at the state level, they're at the federal level. And we took 35 programs and we created this portal where people can go anonymously or even provide their information, put their information in. And when they type in their demographics and household composition and the things that you would want across these 35 programs, when they press the submit button, the system itself, the web system, is going to come back and tell you which ones you might be eligible for. So now we've saved them a lot of time and money in trying to figure out what they might be eligible for by running around to agencies or doing a lot of different research on the web. And even then, the research doesn't give you a good sense of whether you'll be eligible or not. So we wanted a shortcut and make available all the programs as quickly as possible to people who need them the most. So the idea there was to make that process easier, determining what you might be eligible for, not to guarantee eligibility, but to say based on what you've put in, and if what you've put in is correct, we think these things are the things that you might be, whether it's food stamp, Medicaid, public assistance, children health programs, you name it, there are 35 different programs. We did that in a wide variety of languages for a wide variety of programs and a wide variety of levels of government. And to date, we launched that in 2005, and to date we've had about over 300,000 visits. And the next step is you can pre-populate the form. And when you pre-populate the form, you can either mail it or you can bring it to the city agency. Now, of course, what that did was it created demand for the next step, which is now, you know, why do I want to prepare a form and bring it to an agency? Why can't I apply online? So we started with the citizen first. We didn't start with internal government restructuring first. We said, let's start with the citizen. Let's start with the client that needs services. Just like we did with 311, we put up a call center. People call in, they're able to call one number despite the complexity and diversity of city services. And that creates the demand for the next step, which is to reorganize government to help serve the client better.
What about the IT strategy and architecture, which are the foundation and backbone for HHS Connect? Here's Kamal Barwani.
So let me start by telling you an interesting story about how we got to name it HHS Connect. And it's Health and Human Services, which is HHS. And the word connect is to connect the dots. It's really to integrate the data and the different systems. We took a very pragmatic approach that said, let's leverage what we have where it's good enough and has a useful life that's longer. So the systems that work, we're not going to rip and replace those. We're going to put in new systems where people don't have systems or those systems have come to a natural conclusion because of their life, because they are hard to maintain, hard to support, or they just don't do what the agency wants. So let's work in more than a one-prong way. Let's do a multi-prong approach. The first being let's leverage what we have and let's link to it. And that's this data integration platform we're building, which is part of our architecture. Let's go into the agencies that don't have good systems or are ready to throw them out or don't have any systems at all, and let's build systems. Let's go through mapping out their business processes, what they do today, what they think their business process improvements can be. Let's do that collaboratively. And then let's come up with what their future state should be. And let's build a system to map those new processes. What we wanted to do was avoid paving the cow path. We really didn't want to go into an agency and take a legacy system that they've been using and just make it a Windows-based system and just make it do exactly the same thing and miss all those opportunities of reengineering. So we work with multiple agencies, in this case four, to start with, to re-platform and re-engineer how they do case management. And we're now in the process of building those systems. So the approach and the architecture was, let's link, as a guiding philosophy, let's link to what we have, let's leverage those assets, let's build new systems, and then let's expose some of that functionality to the outside public. So that's been the overall architecture. And the way we've built the architecture really is by using one commercial product, what's called COTS, or commercial off-the-shelf product for case management called Curum. And we purchased different components. For example, for document management, we chose FileNet. For master data management, we chose InfoSphere. For project portfolio project management, we chose Clarity. We chose different sets of products, what we thought would fit together nicely, and we really created an open and interoperable platform, and we're still building that platform out, and that's what we call our enterprise architecture. How it intersects with the central organization is we leverage assets the central organization already has. So I'm not building a brand new data center. I'm leveraging the assets the city has in terms of a data center. What we wanted to focus on was the operational and business outcomes, not on the infrastructure issues and not on the network issues and not on the issues that we think that there's already good services and a good platform that exists in the city.
When we return to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on human service delivery in New York City, we'll explore its future with Robert Doerr, Commissioner of the City Human Resources Administration, Robert Hess, Commissioner of the Department of Homeless Services in New York City, and Kamal Barwani, former Executive Director of HHS Connect.